Our final session on Surah Saba, the 34th Surah of the Noble Quran, where we look at verse number 46 onwards till the end. Now, in these verses, Allah Rabbul Izzah calls upon the Mushrikeen, and they were the ones who said that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was either insane or this and that, and Allah Rabbul Izzah calls them and says, leave your fanaticism, leave your obstinacy aside. Stand up in the name of Allah with equity, with sincerity. Either you stand up alone or several of you together consult with one another. And that is what we realize, is that you can either reflect on something individually or with a group of people, friends, colleagues. Look at this man, the best of men, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who lived for more than 40 years before your eyes, who you have witnessed all his conditions from his childhood till his middle age. You all attest to his trustworthiness, his honesty, his integrity, his understanding, his intellect. You have never accused him of any personal motive or in any matter. Now, after all of this, do you really think that he has been overcome by madness, whereby he unnecessarily antagonized the entire community? Does a madman ever utter such wise words? Can a madman ever display such concern for his people and offer them such a powerful course of action for their spiritual success? He's warning you of the extremely destructive dangers and destructive future relating to you, quoting to you the stories of the previous nations, explaining to you with proofs all that will benefit you, and warning you about what will harm you. Can a madman do all of this? It is the duty of those great Anbiya, who have always been labeled as madmen by foolish and mischievous people, to continue the message. So Allah Rabbul Izzah calling on these people to stand and to reflect. And therefore Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Inni a'idhukum biwahidah. I give you one advice. Antaqumu, that you stand up in the name of Allah. Stand up. And interestingly here, the word is antaqumu lillahi. The word is linked to stand with the qiyam. And the purpose is to make it clear that one should start looking for the truth with a mind cleansed of previous thoughts and believe for the pleasure of Allah to stand up in that particular manner. Mathna wa furada, either two or single, thumma tatafakkaru, and reflect. Ma bi sahibikum min jinnah. And you'll come to the point, there is no madness whatsoever in your fellow man. In huwa illa nadhirun lakum bayna yaday adhabin shadid. He is merely a warner to you of a severe punishment that is to come. That is all that he does. He's warning you of a severe punishment that is to come. And furthermore, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam elaborates and he puts his position forward and he says, مَا سَأَلْتُكُمْ مِنْ أَجْرٍ فَهُوَ لَكُمْ. Whatever reward I may have asked of you is yours. Meaning, I'm not asking you for any wages for you, for my efforts. If you think that I asked you for any wage, you may keep it for yourself. I have no need for that. In ajriya illa Allah, my reward is with Allah alone. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. And he is witness over everything. Whatever I ask of you is iman and embracing Islam. And it is for your own benefit. I do not ask anything else. And Allah is witness over my intention, my honesty. This is all known to Allah. And then Allah Rabbul Izzah continues by saying, tell them, Inna Rabbi yaqdhifu bil haqq 'allamul ghuyub. My sustainer hurls the true religion against falsehood, and truth will always be triumphant. A revelation is coming from above, and the rains of the religion are pouring down. That is what is happening. So they are being told that do not let this opportunity pass you. Take full benefit of it. The force with which Allah is striking falsehood, from that you can gauge to the extent falsehood can remain. No, it will be wiped out. The voice of truth shall reverberate. And it did in the end. قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ. The truth has arrived. وَمَا يُبْدِئُ الْبَاطِلُ وَمَا يُعِيدُ. And falsehood can neither create anything, nor can it resurrect. The truth has arrived, and its influence will never be stopped. It will overpower everything, and falsehood shall remain subdued. Where does falsehood have feet whereby it can walk before the truth? It can neither do that, nor assume anything. So consider it to be have gone. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam puts a message in a unique way, saying that if I had started this on my own accord, then how long will it last? إِنْ ضَلَلْتُ فَإِنَّمَا ضِلُّ عَلَى نَفْسِي. If I'm astray, I will go astray to my own detriment. It will eventually be to my detriment. I will have to bear the enmity of this world, that the humiliation, the disgrace will come to me. However, وَإِنْ اِهْتَدَيْتُ فَبِمَا يُوحِي إِلَيَّ رَبِّي. But if I am on the right path, then it is because my sustainer sends revelation to me. إِنَّهُ سَمِنْ قَرِيبٍ. He is all listening and very close. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying that if I am on the straight path as I truly am, then you should understand that all of this is through the blessings and the guidance of Allah and His assistance. And all of this can never leave me. My sustaining years, everything. And then painting the picture of what will transpire on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ فَزِعُوا فَلَا فَوْتَ وَأُخِذُوا مِنْ مَكَانٍ قَرِيبٍ. And if you were to see them when they are terrified, unable to escape, then they will be seized from a nearby place. The unbelievers are boasting in this world. However, that sight will be worth seeing. Upon seeing the frightening scenes of the hereafter, they will be terrified and will not be able to run anywhere. In order to arrest them, they will not be given a refuge anywhere. Instead, they will immediately, very easily be arrested. Wherever they are, they will be taken to task. However, the iman of the believers are such, at the time when they will say that they now believe, these people will say, Amanna bihi, that now we believe, these unbelievers, Allah says, وَأَنَّا لَهُمُ التَّنَاوشُ مِنْ مَكَانِ بَعِيدٍ. But now, how can their hands reach from such a faraway place? Of what benefit is the iman at this point now, when they've allowed all the opportunities to go past? This means that only iman that is acquired before death is acceptable and will save a person. Upon seeing the year after, every single person will believe. So they say seeing is believing. Seeing is not believing. Believing is to have faith in the unseen. When you see it, then it's no longer iman. وَقَدْ كَفَرُوا بِهِ. And when they remained rejectors, من قبل, before, and they continued, وَيَقْذِفُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ مِنْ مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ. Throwing at the unseen targets from a distance place. When it was time to have iman, then they persisted in the rejection, merely throwing arrows aimlessly, not focused at all. Now, as long as one remains in the world like that, then all that remains is baseless claims. And in the end, وَحَيْلَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ مَا يَشْتَهُونَ كَمَا فُئِلَ بِأَشْيَاعِهِمْ مِنْ قَبْلٍ. A barrier has fallen between them and their hopes, as had been done with the people of their kind before. So a strong barrier has been established between these unbelievers and all their hopes that they could be hoping for. Iman that is accepted, salvation, returning to the world, all of that will never happen. And there were people of similar disposition who were treated in the same manner, because they also were drowning in similar baseless misconceptions, similar baseless doubts and misgivings. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا فِي شَكِّ مُرِيبٍ. These are the people who are in perplexing doubt. They continue to be in doubt, and that is why all their hopes will be dashed when they will witness the punishment in the year after. And that brings us to the end of Surah Saba, a lengthy surah with 54 verses, a surah that deals with the people of Makkah in depth. Now the surah relates some of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's interactions with the Kuffar of Makkah and deals with the misgivings. The surah concludes by inviting the mushrikeen towards belief in the one and all of powerful Allah. And the surah is named Saba because Allah narrates or relates the story of the Saba in the surah, the Sabah were the rulers of Yemen, and their people were enjoying prosperity, opulence, joy and happiness, and their homes comprised of orchards and gardens. And when they were ungrateful for all these bounties, Allah destroyed them in a fierce flood and made them a source of admonition for those who would come after that. May Allah give us the ability to practice on the messages of Surah Sabah.